your ability to differentiate yourself and your business in the marketplace is constantly under siege by the market's constant movement toward commoditization. Funeral homes, funeral directors are going through this right now. In the business I work in by day, selling technology services to funeral directors and funeral homes, the fast move toward direct cremation with no funeral service, this is a great example of what I'm talking about. As a person, as a company, as a brand, you must constantly be moving to the high ground of authority and expertise and becoming, educating and becoming a resource, because like a tsunami slowly approaching and mostly unnoticed until it's too late, this ominous wave is unstoppable and holds the constant potential of washing you and your business away in an instant. In order to prevent from being commoditized, you must play the game of business in a way no one else is playing it. You must think different. You must act different. You must be different. A scary and unsettling idea for most humans happy to follow the lead of others, I know. The good news is that since most other small business owners won't do any of this either, they will continue doing the same things they've always done, one of which is to simply copy others in a weak effort to make up for their ignorance and lack of fortitude, copy everybody else in their industry, even though we know at any given time 95% of the masses are not who you want to be following, or more often their fear and broken down belief systems about what works and what doesn't inside the marketplace will hold them back. Much of this comes down to the facts, the numbers inside any business, the truth about what is really going on, the science, the clear and repeatable path someone follows as they make their way from interest to inception as one of your new customers. If you don't see this path in your business, it's definitely time to get to work. And if you do, it's time to stop ignoring the premise on which I began this idea and podcast with you today, and begin working diligently to establish your authority and expertise in the minds and hearts of your prospects and customers. How do you do this? Do what you advise others to do. Lead by example. In other words, don't get caught selling one plan while working another. The fitness business is a great example of this. One of the reasons I stepped away from it completely and totally after 25 plus years of being a true expert in that field. And at times coming back and taking a look around and saying, oh my gosh, it's even worse now than it was before. It's diluted with nonsense and with charlatans, all of whom sell one plan while working a different plan. Stay tuned here on the Ash Flash for a more honest, straightforward approach to selling and to business as an individual, as a unique person with a mission and something that has of true value to the marketplace. This entire point, by the way, could be summed up in one simple statement. If you want to, be authentic. Establish a foundation of marketable and profitable knowledge for which you possess unparalleled depth and breadth of knowledge, understanding, and ability to use that wisdom to serve your niche in a way no one else possibly can, and do it in a way that is legendary. Are you thinking about it that way right now? Legendary. Like it or not, humans gravitate toward celebrity. What can you do to turn yourself into a local celebrity? Or at the very least, be seen as a celebrity or a guru for those whom you serve. Remember, being watched and listened to and talked about is what drives movement in the marketplace. Think about Trump, and don't let your political beliefs, one way or the other, sway you from the absolute resonance of this example. How people can be swayed, good or bad. Make it good. Put another way, you can label all of this as personal branding and or authority marketing, and it truly is powerful stuff. As one simple personal example, I can tell you that my regular health and fitness segment that aired every other Friday here in Madison on the local NBC affiliate for 10 years did more to help grow my fitness business back in the mid-2000s than anything else I ever did. Recently, I sat down for a podcast with my son, Carl, where we discussed an introduction to these ideas in how to garner attention personally, professionally, and for maximum impact. Are you thinking about it that way? Start thinking about it that way. Subscribe here on johnashworth.com. Join Ashworth Academy. You can subscribe to Ashworth Academy for free and receive email updates about all the episodes we have planned in this series and which are focused on the topics of how to develop and position your personal brand for maximum authority and impact in your local marketplace, for the people you sell to, for the people you are trying to influence. Good luck. John Ashworth signing off for now. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you. JohnAshworth.com. Subscribe today.